Jeanette, your dog trainer here. Welcome to Bark Bites, insights to wag about every day, your daily chat with Kat about dog training, behavior, and the human canine bond, all through a systems thinking lens. So happy Friday and welcome to Weekend Woofs. In today's episode, I'm going to be answering a question from Brenna regarding a Rottweiler by the name of Teddy, who, according to Brenna, is reactive towards people in a friendly way. And Brenna went on to explain that Teddy wants to meet everyone, and this can get a little bit problematic at times. He's a very friendly dog and seems very secure, but she was just wondering what would be a good starting point for addressing this behavior. And so this is an excellent question. And for those of you listening, I'm sure for some of you this sounds very familiar. I know for me, I meet dogs like Teddy probably almost every day in my practice. And so if this sounds like this is for you, make sure to pour yourself a cup of coffee or grab your sneakers and your dog and head out for a walk or head out to the dog park and let's dive in. And so the first place that I want to really unpack in this conversation today is to talk just briefly about what I think is something really important in terms of unpacking this entire conversation, which is context, context, context. So when we're looking at any sort of behavior, we can only truly understand it if we are looking at it in the context of the individual. So in the context of Teddy as an individual, what are all of these signals about for Teddy? Also, we need to zoom out and look at these behaviors in the context of the individual conversation between Teddy and whomever he is approaching in the moment. We also need to then zoom out and look at this in the context of all of his different interactions with people. And then we need to zoom out even more and look at this in the context of what are sort of the social and cultural norms for greeting, both in the world of dogs and in the world of humans, since this these behaviors encompass both a dog and a human. So in order to further unpack this today, I am going to introduce you to the world of proxemics, which proxemics are essentially the study of personal space bubbles in animals and in humans. And so if this is something that you're really interested in, you could check into the work of Edward Hall and also into the work of Heini Heidecker, I hope I've pronounced that name somewhat correctly, who are sort of founders in the study of personal space zones or bubbles in both animals and in humans. And for today's conversation, I'm going to be unpacking the four personal space bubbles that apply to animals. And so there are some differences between the works of proxemics in animals versus in humans. And so we'll just be unpacking this with respect to the ones that have been studied in animals today, since, of course, this is a podcast primarily concerned with dog behavior. But if you wanted to really deep dive this, you should absolutely study this in humans as well. It's absolutely fascinating. And so back to where it is that we're chatting about today, there's essentially four zones that we need to consider in this conversation. We have a flight zone, we have a critical zone, we have a social zone, or what I like to call the friend zone, and then we have a personal zone, or what I like to call the intimate zone. And so when Teddy is approaching a people, or even if he's approaching other dogs, or when your dog is approaching other people or dogs, or when you are approaching another dog or when your dog is approaching another dog, we need to keep these four zones in mind. They're very important. So the flight zone is the distance at which if the individual feels threatened, they will run away. And so this distance will be different for each individual based on all sorts of individual variables, such as their learning history, such as individual factors, such as their size, their age, the context. For dogs, there could be breed factors that influence this as well. So this, for Teddy, he needs to learn to slow down at this distance when he's approaching people or dogs. And this zone is going to be usually, and this is just purely anecdotally from my work with dogs, probably 20 to 30 feet away. So you're going to notice that the other dog or the individual has noticed you, or in this case, Teddy. And at that point, Teddy needs to show some sort of signaling that shows he's not a threat, because otherwise the other individual is going to flight. So Teddy needs to learn to do things like bark or sniff, or to even just give a little bit of distance, or to just hang out at that space and wait for more information. Moving inwards, as we get closer, there's the critical zone or critical distance. So this is the distance at which if the other individual, so if Teddy is coming in too quickly into this distance, he might trigger a fight or a defensive response. And so this is also the same when we're approaching other dogs. We need to consider if we come in too hot or too directly, and we're not watching for reciprocating signals that let us know, okay, I'm okay with you, it's okay to come closer, then things are going to become awkward, or again, we might trigger some sort of a defensive response. And then as we move in closer, we get into the social, or what I call the friend zone. So this is quite a bit closer. I would say with dogs, this could be anywhere from maybe 2 feet right up to about 6 feet, again, anecdotally. And at this distance, now we're much closer in, so the smaller micro details of communication are going to be really important. So for Teddy, he's going to need to be really aware of what he's signaling, but also what the other individual is signaling. Are they signaling that they want him to go away, or are they signaling that they want him to come in closer? At this point, dogs that are really experienced and adept at navigating the friend zone will often send some sort of signals to be really clear that they have friendly and social intentions. So they may sniff while walking at sort of a perpendicular angle, so they're not coming frontal. In some cases, they may at that point start to arch around so that they're not going to be coming in head on. They may slow their approach, or they may do some other form of micro signaling, whether they're turning their head away, averting gaze, stopping and pausing and holding their head, looking away, doing things like slow blinking or lip licking in order to signal that they're not a threat. They may also start at this distance to show some sort of social, either a greeting behavior or some sort of meta signaling regarding play. So they may start to do like a play bow where they put their forepaws down on the ground and they stick their bum up in the air. They're going to be working to signal in a very relaxed and social way that they don't intend any threat. Now, if they detect that the other individual is not interested at this point, they should move away. I'll also see things like a lot of ground sniffing, not direct head on, but more at an angle at this point, or even just doing drive-by sniffing. So there's a lot of details that happen at this distance. And then the intimate zone, which is our next zone, really should only be entered with consent. And the same is true when you are engaging another dog or your own dog, and also when your dog is engaging with you or engaging with others, or when Teddy is engaging with other individuals. So I teach both sides of the conversation to be mindful and aware of these zones, and to use the appropriate reciprocating signals, and that's what's going to make the conversation flow as smoothly as possible. So with the critical, the intimate zone, this is going to be typically reserved, like in humans, this is reserved for close friends, partners, and family members typically. For dogs, this would include like mates or close friends, or for other dogs or people that they're playing with, providing the appropriate micro and meta signaling has occurred. So there's actually a lot of details involved in this. And so for a dog like Teddy, or if your dog is struggling with this sort of friendly reactivity, we need to first and foremost just slow these greetings down, be mindful of these four zones, and teach Teddy to stop at each zone and to assess, to do behaviors like sniffing and retreating, arcing, turning his head, air scenting, information gathering, walking in a perpendicular but not direct head-on way. That's going to involve coaching. So oftentimes that means approaching to the flight distance, retreating, approaching to the critical distance, retreating, approaching to the social distance or friend zone, and retreating, approaching into the intimate zone and retreating, and then making sure that we're growing all of that other micro signaling and meta signaling with sniffing and doing lookaways and blinking and all of those types of nuanced social signals. So this could take quite a while. So I wouldn't be able to say with Teddy how long this is going to take, but this is the approach that is going to work and help. And you will be surprised as to how many other things start to change in Teddy, or for those of you listening, how much changes in your own dogs when you actually start to implement these spatial rules, and when you start to understand and respond to what is known as the hidden dimension in communication, which is these personal space bubbles. So I could certainly go on for quite a while longer. I love this topic. It's one of my personal favorites. I am going to be sure to include a few resources for further learning in the comments section below, including information about Grisha Stewart's BAT, which is Behavior Adjustment Therapy. This tool, while it doesn't explicitly talk about space bubbles in this way, it applies the rules that I've talked to that Teddy would need to learn to be successful. So BAT stands for Behavior Adjustment Therapy. So I would recommend using this as a tool to help to navigate these space zones. I'll also include some of the original works by Hediger and also by Hall, and then I'll include a couple of other links as well. So you've got lots of resources. Make sure to let me know, you guys, if you've got any questions. You can leave a comment on my Facebook page. If you've got another question that's more specific as a follow-up about your dog, head on over to my website and drop me a question for a Friday Weekend Woof episode. I'll make sure there's a link to the place where you can submit a question below as well. So until next time, remember that every day is a day to bark about with Bark Bites. I'll see you on Monday.